Hi everyone, my name is Aran Dvir, and participating with me here today are Prasanna, Samar Krishna, and Patrick Huff. I apologize, I made Prasanna and Patrick join me even though they need to be in the airport in about an hour, because I felt it was very important to give them an opportunity to talk to you briefly before I go into the details of Azure AD. With that, because of the shortness of time, I'll hand over to Prasanna.
Okay, so I...
No, you...
Okay, all right. I'm Prasanna Samarawikrama. I work in Redmond, in the engineering team. And we have the customer experience team, which I'm a part of. And I manage a team called Get to Production. And the function of the Get to Production team is to work with customers and partners to make sure that the Azure Active Directory subscriptions that have been purchased are successfully deployed for the customer, and the system integrators get the knowledge and the ability to deploy without our help over time. But we work with the system integrators as well as MCS to make sure that the customer is successful. So think of my team as the subject matter experts in identity. And we drive deep customer engagements. We are high touch. We are advisors. We help customers plan, deploy, and start using the services. Oftentimes, you know, we come across small features or even larger features that the customers need in their deployment to accomplish their scenarios. My team is responsible for working with the customer to understand the requirement and then drive the solution through the engineering team. Think of my team as the direct line to engineering. At present, I'm in the process of getting a local Japanese resource to work with the Japanese market. And until then, my team is supporting the Japanese market to have successful deployments. The way we work is, you know, we work with MCS and the SIs, the system integrators, who work on a project with the customer and make sure that the project goes smoothly and the deployment goes smoothly. As part of it, we understand the existing on-premises infrastructure and work with, you know, all of these entities to make sure that we can get the identities into the cloud for long term for the customer and make sure that the premium functionality is well understood and deployed effectively. And this is my team. I have, you know, 16 people right now, and I'm growing, you know, probably going to be more than double in the next year. And you know, as I said, you know, I'm building up the geo-distributed part of the team as we speak, and there will be resources in Japan who will work on my team, out of my team. I want to show you the impact that we can make, you know, in engagements. So I'll go through a customer story. We have a large retailer in the US that had, you know, roughly, you know, over 100,000 seats that we've, you know, been able to deploy. The objective of the organization is to modernize IT and remove the barriers that you have by moving the security barriers you have by moving the identities to the cloud and make that the control plane, you know, for security and access. And the last is, you know, objective is really to cut costs, IT costs that's involved, because we take care of your security and infrastructure and management, while the IT departments, you know, on the customer side is able to expand their scope to provide additional services that you couldn't do, you know, prior to taking infrastructure to the cloud. So, you know, this is a lengthy engagement because it's one of our early engagements with my team. However, our goal is, so this is, you know, June 2014, we were able to get, you know, customers deployed, you know, late last year, in October last year, September last year. However, you know, there's a lot of learnings that we, you know, gained through working with this customer. What I want to stress is that it is very possible to rapidly realize benefits from your purchase. As you can see, within 3 weeks, we got from 200 users using our services to 65,000 using the services. That's a very short period, quick adoption, and that is possible. And we have been sharpening our tools to make this happen much more rapidly. There were, as I said, we learned from these engagements. So you will be teaching us about your requirements to make the offering better. We had, you know, over 20 features that we added because of this engagement. So think of yourselves as having a resource and having the ability to work with us directly with the engineering team to enhance our offering and enhance your experience as a result. We also understood that, you know, there are non-technical implications that we were not fully aware of, like there are certain periods of time in the retail industry that you cannot touch the IT infrastructure. And we, you know, we have very specific guidelines in certain industries. As a result, we went and looked at many of the other industries, and we work effectively, you know, when we are planning the deployments. And with that, I want to hand over to my colleague, Patrick, so he can talk about the SIs and our Identity Advisor Program.
Thank you, Prasanna. My name is Patrick Huff. I'm a program manager as well on the Identity Engineering team. I work with Prasanna, and we have a number of functions on our customer and partner success team. I want to briefly talk about two of those before we turn it over to Iran. The first one being what we call our identity advisors, our collaborative engineering program. And, you know, prior to, you know, us developing, you know, services in the cloud, in the Box product world, we would run these programs called TAPs. And at the point in time when we would start to show the products to customers at the TAP, it was very close to the release. So it was good that customers and partners got a preview. But it was oftentimes too late to make major changes. So this is our overhauled version of the TAP program, where we engage with customers and partners on a weekly basis to talk about things before even a line of code is written. So we may have a wireframe or an idea where we share that with our customers and our partners and use that as the starting point. And then as we progress through the engineering process from generating code to private preview onto preview, we work with those customers and partners to make sure that we're getting it right. All of this comes with an all-access pass to the 600 people that sit on our engineering team via Yammer, where customers and partners are talking about how they're implementing the different features of Azure Active Directory. And in real time, you're seeing how we're reacting to blockers, in their deployments or answering questions. That's all documented with PowerPoints and recordings from all the discussions we have. So just a great way to plug in. The second piece that I want to talk to you about is our SI program, which is the reason why I'm here this week in Japan, is to work with system integrators to build a direct relationship between them and our engineering team so that we can help build up their muscle, help keep them informed and ready on what we're doing with Azure Active Directory so that we ultimately drive the usage that we want for our customers so that they renew the service and get the value that they paid for. So definitely want to thank you guys for coming out today. I won't hold you back from Iran. He's got a great presentation to talk to you guys about what we're doing from an engineering standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, Prasanna. I know you're in a hurry, but thank you very much for stopping by and sharing this. Yeah. Now, before I go on, the reason that I asked Prasanna and Patrick to join me here for a few minutes is to express and embody the changes that Microsoft went through in the recent years. I've been working at Microsoft for a long time, and originally I started at Microsoft as a program manager, working on software, Windows Client, Windows Server, Network Access Protection Technologies, and others. When we delivered software in this way, primarily, we used to ship software every 2 to 3 years. That meant that once in 2 to 3 years, we would wake up, show up, and meet with our customers and partners. We'd spend about 6 months discussing with customers and partners their requirements and their needs and their problems. And once that period was over, we went back to our offices and wrote software for about 2.5 years. At that point, we released a preview or a tap and eventually released a product. And when we met again with the customers, we would realize that their world has changed. And with it, the requirements have changed. But we were starting out on a new journey for a new product. And whatever problems they had that could not be solved with the existing solution would need to wait for the next one. This is no longer the situation at Microsoft. We're now delivering services. And that means that as a part of the engineering team, we regularly and constantly engage with our customers and partners. The products that we sell grow with the need of our customers and partners on an ongoing basis. I'll be giving a few examples of these over the next 45 minutes roughly. But I wanted to express that and show you how serious we are about this ongoing engagement with all of you to make sure that the services that we deliver can be easily adopted by partners and customers and address problems as they evolve in the industry. So let's talk a little bit about Azure AD. I know that some of you have been in an earlier session today introducing Azure AD and building up where Azure AD came from when considering the older identity and access technologies. I know that others here are experts in the area of identity and access, and others are experts in Enterprise Mobility Suite and Azure AD in general. But I like to start with a little bit of a background story and the big picture. I'll try to go through this briefly. The cloud is a wonderful thing. It brings with it the promise of agility, the promise of finished services, the promise of collaboration. With cloud-driven services, employees can be productive whenever and wherever they want. They can collaborate within the organization, with partners. They can work more closely with the customers. And so it's a wonderful thing. But there is a big gap. The ability to control who has access to information and where information exists in the world of the cloud is limited. Data is no longer hosted only within the premises, within the organization. Access to data is controlled not only by IT-driven systems. Over the next 45 minutes, I'll explain how Enterprise Mobility Suite in general, and Azure AD in particular, will help customers and partners of Microsoft address these gaps and truly reap the benefits of the cloud. Continuing with the background story, these numbers are real numbers collected by analysts, not by Microsoft. Over 60% of workers in organizations use their organizational computing and information systems for personal things. In most corporations, this is widely accepted and does not represent an issue. In fact, many organizations like the fact that we spend so much time in front of our work computers, that they don't mind that we spend a few minutes looking at personal content. From a security perspective, however, any use of corporate computers outside of the context of work increases the exposure of corporate information systems to malicious attacks. And so we need to address that. Over 80% of customers, of users, of individuals within organizations admit to use SaaS applications, finished cloud services that are not sanctioned by the organization. I can tell you that I've talked to a lot of people in this situation. And in most cases, this is not malicious activity. It's naive and well-intentioned. People want to be able to collaborate more effectively. The organization is a little bit behind. Maybe file sharing is done on a file share server. They know from their personal life that it's very easy and convenient to use solutions like OneDrive or Box or Dropbox, and they can be more effective employees if they just use these more modern tools. And since they're so accessible, they do it. They don't understand the implications of an organization losing control of its data. They don't understand the terms and conditions under which consumer applications are used, or the security and access implications when adopting organizational services. They just want to be more productive and more effective at their job. But again, it's an issue. Finally, we get to the crux of the matter, which is that effectively most organizational data thefts start from a social vector. The more independent credentials an employee has, the more vulnerable they are to attack. When they need to remember several username accounts and passwords for several different systems within the organization, they may repeat the same credentials several times. When an organization imposes high security standards and prevents this type of behavior, they might have to write down their accounts in order to remember them. These are all exploits that attackers use on a regular basis. Attackers use social attacks. They befriend an employee. It doesn't need to be an employee with access to sensitive data. Once they obtain access to one account, they roll the attack from there and penetrate the organization deeply. And several of the attacks that you've heard about in recent years started in this way, where a simple, unprivileged account was stolen, and through horizontal attacks, converted to high-privileged credentials, and eventually sensitive data was penetrated and retrieved. So the cloud promises great things, but these are pretty scary statistics and very disturbing information. Going further, we see this landscape with most of our customers. Over the past 15 or 20 years, customers have been building highly controlled, highly managed information systems. These include servers and clients. They're generally run on premises. They're tightly controlled. Only the right people have access to them. But with the advent of the cloud and this information I shared with you earlier, a lot of organizations face the realization that their information now exists outside of these tightly controlled boundaries. And so while this investment was great and is still critical, they realize that they don't have the comprehensive control over information and access to it that they need. This is where Azure AD and Enterprise Mobility Suite come in. Enterprise Mobility Suite is Microsoft's solution to help organizations take control and reap the benefit of the cloud. It includes rights management, Azure Rights Management, which provides encryption, access policy, and DLP capabilities, where the policies are attached to the content. Such a powerful tool that you can monitor where in the world your content is being accessed. And if you're concerned about it, revoke the data. It includes advanced threat analytics, which I'll touch on briefly, which lets organizations become proactive about monitoring and protecting their on-premises use. It includes Microsoft Intune, which helps organizations manage devices across both desktop, laptops, and mobile equipment, enabling corporate control devices as well as scenarios like bring your own device where employees can use their personal equipment. And finally, it includes Azure AD Premium. And of course, I'm going to be spending most of the time talking about Azure AD Premium, but I also sincerely believe that Azure AD Premium is the most critical component of Enterprise Mobility Suite in enabling the organization to take control over its information. And I hope that by the end of our session, I will have convinced you as well. We start with that existing layer of infrastructure, existing set of technologies that are highly controlled and tightly managed. These often include a directory, an identity and access management technology, several applications, several hundreds or thousands of clients. These are the investments that the organization has made in enabling their employees' productivity while being able to secure and control their information. And so we believe these are critical investments. But with the advent of the cloud, with the use of personal devices, the situation again becomes harder to control. Anytime a sanctioned cloud application is brought into the organization needs to deploy access management, single sign-on, and provisioning tools. This effectively enables the organization to bypass that problem I illustrated before and take control over the use of information in the cloud. But it also means that adopting cloud solutions does not bring the flexibility and agility that it promised. It means that adopting cloud solutions is done with on-premises deployments and with on-premises operational expenses. With Microsoft services, we made sure there is a common identity and access layer across all organizational services. And so we make that relatively easy, whether you're signing on to Office 365, Microsoft Intune, Microsoft Azure, or any other application. Once you made that initial investment with one, you have access control and a good user experience across all of them. But when you start considering all of the SaaS applications that an organization may benefit from using, you now have to repeat that exercise of setting up a single sign-on solution, setting up an identity provisioning and deprovisioning system, and enabling user access to each and every one of these. Again, that becomes a very expensive operation. Azure AD changes this paradigm. Azure AD was originally developed as a part of Office 365 and has been available in production ever since Office 365 has been out there. It is the core identity and access management for organizational services at Microsoft. So as I mentioned, all of Microsoft's organizational services are built around it. That means if you or your customers are using Office 365, you're in effect using Azure Active Directory. You could adopt any other Microsoft application without any additional investment. You can use the same access control paradigms to monitor, control, and enable your employees to use them. And while customers are generally happy with this, it's not enough. And so Azure AD extends this capability beyond the boundaries of Microsoft services, enables Microsoft's customers to establish cloud identity and access management system that lets them very effectively use a Finnish identity as a service solution to manage and enable access to all their cloud applications. It doesn't stop there. It also enables mobility scenarios, allowing users to more easily access on-premises technologies, allowing the organization to enhance their control over remote access to on-premises. It also helps organizations address partnership scenarios. And finally, it's a wonderful platform to deliver services for your own customers. Beyond enabling all of this functionality, Azure AD Premium does this while helping organizations enhance their security in the cloud as well as on-premises. And this is the most important message. Azure AD lets organizations adopt the cloud in an efficient, cost-effective, and secure way. And it's the most important message because for the rest of the presentation, I'll be talking about features. And based on my promise earlier, I believe you'll know that these features are transient. Those features that are exciting today will be expected tomorrow. And so the features right now are less important. Azure AD will continue to grow and deliver new capabilities that make these features today seem irrelevant. But at any point in time, you'll be able to count on it to achieve the promise of the cloud in a secure and efficient way. A little bit by the numbers. I promised you that Azure AD has been in production for a long time and is a very large identity as a service solution. Really, it is the largest organizational IDaaS in the world, supporting every single Office 365 customer and many customers outside of Office 365 boundaries as well. It has over 550 million users and over 8 million organizations. It processes an order of over or about 1.5 billion authentications every day. Think about the sheer magnitude. It means that any organization, no matter how large, is not going to significantly impact our scale. And it illustrates to you that whatever magnitude of problem you have, Azure AD can handle it. Customers have been using Azure AD for the past couple of years. Persana before talked about a specific large retailer in the US that adopted Azure AD and successfully reduced their operational costs while actually increasing the user base that they offer information services to. This is a common paradigm we see with retail and manufacturing organizations that traditionally did not offer any information services to their shop and floor employees because they were too expensive and there was no reason to. But with the advent of the cloud comes the opportunity to enable better collaboration and better operations with these employees. And so many organizations are now expanding their information system customer base to significantly larger user counts. And we've seen time and time again where these type of customers come in and successfully reduce their operational costs using Azure AD Premium while achieving this increase in productivity. The other aspect is enhancing security. With Azure AD, our customers gain the benefit of Microsoft's expertise in identity and access management, of Microsoft's activities in policing the internet, of Microsoft's capabilities in delivering consumer identities, of our machine learning and partnerships. Effectively, we enable your organizations and your customers to enhance your security through our internal capabilities. And finally, management at scale. We'll start with applications. As we move into the cloud, the paradigm of access to content changes, where traditionally users accessed content by opening files or navigating to database queries. Today, most of the information is served up in a much more usable way through applications. And so access to information becomes consistent with access to applications. Azure AD comes pre-integrated with over 2,500 SaaS applications. Pre-integration extends to or includes single sign-on for every type of SaaS application. And depending on the application's importance to organization, the application's maturity may include automatic provisioning and deprovisioning as well. This is, of course, not always applicable. Almost every organization in the world relies on a handful of consumer applications as a part of their business. Facebook and Twitter often come up. These are not applications that you can provision account to or have individual accounts on. They don't know federation. They don't know organizations. And yet with Azure AD, you can enable employees to single sign onto them with their corporate credentials. You can secure them with multi-factor authentication, with device management conditions. You can revoke users' access to them. Users don't need to know the password. And in fact, you can have the system automatically change the password on a regular basis. So knowledge of it becomes irrelevant. And so now you can not only enable your employees, for example, in marketing, to use Twitter and Facebook with the corporate handles safely, but you can also know who accessed the account when. And so if somebody tweeted something amazing last night at 5 p.m., and you want to know who they are to reward them, you can find out who logged into Twitter yesterday at 5 p.m. Applications don't stop with the cloud. Azure AD enables organizations to deliver single sign-on to applications across devices and locations. Whether those applications are public SaaS applications often used by many organizations, whether they're served to you specifically or to your organization specifically as line of business applications that look like SaaS or hosted on premises. Yeah. With Azure AD Premium, you can actually publish on-premises applications, benefit from Azure AD's entire set of capabilities in protecting and enabling access, and relieve the user from the need to VPN into the corporate network, and through that, achieve higher security standards, as well as better usability. Now, the usability is important here, and so with Azure AD, access to SaaS applications and on-premises applications and line of business applications is offered through user-friendly, convenient experiences and even integrated with Office 365 web client experiences, which means that an employee coming into their office first thing in the morning checking their email can now easily navigate from there to their corporate applications. Their productivity increases, the discoverability increases. As new applications are added, people know where to find them. People know how to access them. Access to these applications is not limited to employees in your organization. With Azure AD, you can invite guests from partner organizations to collaborate with you. When inviting guests, you can select which resources in the organization the guests need to have access for. You can protect that access with multi-factor authentication, even if the organizations they're coming from don't rely on it. You relieve the need to manage extranet directories and extranet accounts, and can achieve federation-like scenarios with corporate entities of any size. This was something that was before impossible. Only large, sophisticated organizations were able to set up federation agreements with you. But with Azure AD, any customer of Azure AD or Office 365 can seamlessly log into their partner's systems when invited and access those resources they were invited to use. They get single sign-on from their corporations to those resources that you invited them to. We continue to enhance these capabilities. And so scenarios like auditing and self-service permissions around these will become available. Again, another example of how the directory and the systems will grow with your needs. You may ask yourself, what happens when my partners don't use Office 365 or Azure AD? Well, that's simple enough. Just like you may do today with your extranet directories, we enable an email verified signup. They only need to do the signup once and then can use that account to single sign on to any of their partners' resources under each partner's access conditions. Even better, when their organization does onboard to Azure AD or Office 365, their account will automatically become managed and linked to their organizational single sign-on system. And so you come back to getting that benefit of partnering while having managed partner accounts to access your information. That means that if an employee leaves their organization, you don't need to worry about it. The organization will disable their access to their information systems, and that will be inherited by your invitation. And so if somebody leaves your partner, they will lose access to what you invited them to. If you would like to continue working with that individual, you could invite them under their new account information. But you don't need to worry about monitoring their employment status in an ongoing basis. Kodak Alaris, one of our big customers, used this feature, adopted it very quickly, and is very happy. It allows them to collaborate both with the rest of, with the other Kodak corporate organizations that are completely independent these days, as well with others, with other partners that they work with in their space of industry. Coming back to security. Security is probably the most important thing. Well, productivity is the most important thing. But productivity without security is just dangerous. When security was implemented in those traditional, tightly controlled systems on premises, most organizations worked under the assumption of, if you have access to my corporate headquarters, if you have access to the information systems, then I don't need to worry further about which files you're touching and when. It's not that it wasn't desirable to achieve this tighter level of access control, but it wasn't cost realistic to achieve that while enabling employee productivity. So you always cut the line at some point. With Azure AD, you can now achieve those cost savings and that cloud efficiency while enhancing your access control to be able to say this user can only access that information. And even better, to be able to say when accessing this one web page or this one SharePoint or this one SaaS application, they really only need their username and password because it's not data we're very concerned about. But when accessing sensitive information, I would like them to be on premises. And even then, use MFA. And even then, use only compliant devices so they're not coming in on their personal phones that may be infected with malware and where information may be stolen. You can do this in an easy and cost-efficient way because we build the authorization system from the ground up to allow you to set this type of policies. We're fully integrated with Intune as a part of Enterprise Mobility Suite, which lets you manage devices and evaluate the device management state as a part of access to information. There are several other MDMs currently working on their integration with Azure AD so they can participate in the same paradigm. I'll touch on this later, but Azure AD includes pre-integrated multi-factor authentication, which means if you want a user to prove their identity in a stronger way, you don't need to integrate an on-premises multi-factor authentication to achieve it. It's built in, and it just works. Security doesn't stop at access control. the current situation today in the industry, where every organization is under constant attack by malicious individuals and unmonitored malware, means that we have to become proactive about securing our information system. Azure AD helps you do that by monitoring ongoing activity and analyzing it to help you identify what is suspicious or malicious behavior. It helps you identify all of those SaaS applications that I mentioned earlier that may be organizationally unsanctioned and are very hard to find. And it helps you protect your privileged accounts in more effective ways. So how do we do all of that? Azure AD Premium includes extensive premium security reports, which use machine learning in context of identity expertise and identity behavior to identify malicious activity. They use Microsoft's participation in policing the internet through our digital crimes unit. In fact, our digital crimes unit is active in bringing down malware everywhere around the world. One of the things we can do, and they do on a regular basis, is they put out machines that act as honeypots. These machines are very unprotected and automatically go and browse through websites that none of us would like to visit. They get infected very quickly. We're able to backtrack that infection, identify the controller, take over it, and provide you with that information. Our security organizations go after account information that is sold on the black market. We take it back, we buy it, and we let you know when your users are in that situation. With machine learning, we analyze users' behaviors in context of their organization. And with our expertise, we can help you identify what is suspicious and what is not. Through Cloud App Discovery, we give you the tool set and the analysis to easily identify which applications are being used and which users are using them. It's a wonderful set of tools that let you then do two things. Identify those functional gaps in IT. Users that go after unsanctioned SaaS applications do this because they want to increase their productivity, and so they have a problem with their current information services. And you can identify those gaps very easily this way. They also let you take control of applications when the organization feels it's necessary. And with privileged identity management, you can remove the need to assign high permissions in a static way to accounts. And so, for example, your Office 365 global administrators don't need to have that permission every time they log in to check their email. You can set policies that say, instead of these users have that privilege, these users have permission to ask for it. Asking for it may be as simple as filling a form to say, this is why I need it. It may require stepping up with multi-factor authentication, or it may require somebody's approval. Even when you check those permissions out, their assignment to your identity is temporary and driven by company policy. And so you can say, the following people can check out global administrator permissions for 2 hours a day. If they need to do more operations, they can do that again. Each time, they will need to justify or step up, and you enhance your security. I mentioned multi-factor authentication. Azure MFA is fully integrated with Azure AD. It means that applying second-factor authentication to Microsoft Online applications is trivial. It also means that extending that multi-factor authentication to third-party SaaS applications and even on-premises applications is just as easy. All you need to do is select which applications require MFA or which users need to perform multi-factor authentication. It's a very modern MFA system, relying on text messages or phone calls to the office or to a mobile device, including abilities through native applications that run on any device platform. It can be run in different levels, achieving two or three factors of authentication. In other words, just requiring knowledge of password and access to device, or requiring knowledge of password, access to device, and knowledge of an additional secret. And we're continuing to enhance our multi-factor authentication capabilities through technologies that you may have heard about earlier today, like Microsoft Passport and Microsoft Hello, allowing you to achieve many levels of security, depending on your specific scenarios and across all platforms in ways that are convenient for your users. Azure Active Directory Identity Protection is brand new, and it's one of those places where I wanted to emphasize again that the directory grows with your needs. I mentioned earlier our extensive security reporting, and I mentioned earlier the ability to apply access conditions to each application. Well, those capabilities are not enough. We want you to be able to benefit from them in additional scenarios. And so with identity protection, we bring them together. You can now rely on our security analysis to drive conditional access behavior. That means organizations can set policies where they say, well, if these users start to behave suspiciously, I don't want to prevent them from being productive, but I want to step up the way I authenticate them. And I want to do this automatically. If I think that their account was stolen, I don't want to prevent them from doing their work, but I might want to automatically reset their password and let them use additional security verification methods in order to recover their account. And all of these things come together automatically, and it's just one more example where the directory continues to grow and evolve with your needs based on the market conditions and ongoing requirements. The user experience on how to achieve these things is very simple. In the past, you would have to write several scripts and integrate several systems with code. But Azure ID is a finished product, which means we will show you what's going on in the system. We will let you see all the way down to the most granular details who is doing what. And so you'll get a notification saying there is a high security alert. You can look at the details and see, well, this user, for some reason, logged in from two different locations at impossible travel times. And one of their accesses was actually through a Tor browser. Well, that's every indication that their account was compromised. By the time you see the data, the policy system kicked in. And so you know that the malicious attacker cannot proceed, because all of a sudden access to any piece of information requires multi-factor authentication and an organizational compliant device. So the protection happens, the information is available to you, and monitoring of your system is ongoing. So you can see here that Microsoft's Cloud App Security touches on all of these paradigms, improving your ability to control access to any application at any time on any platform with any technology, monitoring and analyzing users' information and security information on the internet to understand what's going on, letting you report and ensure data compliance and protect sensitive accounts. It doesn't stop at the cloud and in activity happening against the cloud. With Enterprise Mobility Suite, there is the parallel technologies for on-premises. And again, this is a consistent theme. With Enterprise Mobility Suite, you get advanced threat analytics. Everything I just showed you about the identity protection systems can be applied to on-premises directories and on-premises access. From an access management and access control, Microsoft Identity Manager, included with Azure AD Premium, lets you achieve privileged access management with AD, the same thing I was describing with privileged accounts in Office 365 can now be easily applied to Active Directory on-premises. And so with the Enterprise Mobility Suite, you can not only achieve the promise of the cloud with cost efficiency and high security, but you can actually enhance your existing security across the board. The same thing here is true for MFA. Azure MFA is fully integrated with Azure AD, but also available for you to integrate with any on-prem access technologies like Federation protocols, Radius for network access and VPN, LDAP directories for legacy applications, and AD authentications. This is a wonderful set of promises, but is it really easy to achieve? What's the extent of changes that I need to take in my on-premises infrastructure in order to get into the cloud? And how complicated is it to synchronize or provision my identities into cloud systems? Well, Microsoft is in a unique position here. Most enterprises rely on Active Directory on-premises in order to enable single sign-on to on-premise technologies. Microsoft has been in the business of synchronizing identities between Microsoft technologies on-premises and third-party technologies for many years with products like MIIS, ILM, FIM, and MIM. We took that expertise and included it in our products, but took the same perspective of finished cloud services to them to let you very easily deploy connectivity from any directory and any arrangement of Active Directory into the cloud. That means that even if you're multi-forested with a highly complex environment, you can now deploy synchronization and federation to Azure AD with several mouse clicks. Very simple. And through Azure AD, as I've shown you before, reach all of those other cloud applications in a secure manner. With Microsoft Identity Manager, you can automatically provision accounts from any HR system into Azure AD. With Azure AD, you can automatically provision accounts from HR services like Workday into Azure AD. And soon you'll be able to extend that, if you want, all the way back to AD on-premises. This means that when a new employee hires onto the company, they can become productive in minutes. The applications that they should have access to can be determined through their role and position all the way from the HR system. And all of this will happen automatically. It means that if an employee changes positions, the privileges, the roles, the applications that they can use can change with them. And so going home on Friday from the sales division and coming to work on Monday or to the marketing organization will result in having access to the right systems. We're going further. The ability to serve up on-premises applications in more cost-effective ways are critical. And so the cloud application proxy is not enough. What happens to all of those applications that you're hosting on premises that really don't know anything from other than a traditional DC, where organizations don't want to invest the time and effort to rewrite the application's authentication and authorization system to modern standards, where organizations may not have access to the source code that was used to be able to do that? Those can still be lifted and shifted onto the cloud. With Azure AD Domain Services now in preview, you can expose within a VNet on Azure your Azure AD as if it was a DC. So you don't need access to on-premises in order to move legacy applications to the cloud. With the application proxy, you can take those same applications from the private networks on infrastructure and easily publish them out for mobile access with the right security. And so you can reduce your operational hosting costs without the need to rewrite each and every application. And again, these things will continue to grow with you. And so our engineers are already working on new scenarios where the ability to expose Azure AD as a DC will pave the way to do new things. Finally, devices. With Windows 10, Azure AD introduced the ability to do cloud domain join. Don't get me wrong. This is not yet ready to replace on-premises domain join in the case of tightly managed devices. It is perfect for devices that require lighter management. In fact, SkyWest took a big bet on it and has been enjoying it. I don't know if you've noticed, but when pilots board their airplanes, they usually go with this big piece of luggage. I don't know if you've ever seen what's in it, but it's a stack of manuals and paperwork that every pilot has to have with them on the plane whenever they fly. The thing is heavy, and it's a pain for them to lug around. They then have to fill forms on top of form of paperwork to make sure that we're all safe in their flights. What SkyWest did was adapted all of that to simple Windows 10 tablets. And so now instead of their pilots lugging around these briefcases, they board with a tablet. All of those documents are available there. They can single sign on to the tablet with their organizational accounts. And by the way, if the tablet is lost or destroyed while they're away, they can easily get a new one and integrate that with the right security back into their organization from anywhere in the world and resume flying. So I hope you've seen over the past roughly 40 minutes that identity is at the core of enabling your organization's move to the cloud and to benefit from the cloud. It actually enables security. It takes what used to be a network parameter for access control and makes identity and information the point of control. And it does this in a cost-efficient way. But this is not where the benefits of Azure AD stop. There is more. Many of you represent organizations that actually deliver services. These might be line of business applications within your company. It might be multi-tenanted services delivered to many companies. It may be applications delivered to consumers, individuals using your services. Azure AD lets your organizations very effectively reach any type of these customers. Just like I was discussing on how you can adopt SaaS applications, your applications can be adopted by organizations, whether these are consumed in full IT-backed sponsored scenarios or in departmental purchases. In both cases, and this is amazing, users will get corporate single sign-on into these applications. In both cases, IT can have built-in monitoring for that activity. And all of this is done at cloud rates, and you as service providers don't have to worry about how do I integrate my application with my customer's on-premises infrastructure. It's built in for you with Azure AD. With the Cloud Solution Provider program, Microsoft works with system integrators and other partners to let you incorporate Microsoft paid services into your solutions. So you can say, the service I want to provide my customer needs to include MDM, or I want to take advantage of MFA. You can build that into your services. And finally, Azure AD Business to Consumer, for which I have a unique slide and I'll get to in a second. The benefits of integrating with Azure AD are that the integration technologies are based on widely adopted, widely open standards. SAML2, OpenID, Connect, and OAuth. Programmatic access to the directory and other Microsoft online services can be done through RESTful APIs driving OData structure content. You can actually achieve integration not only with Microsoft directory and, for example, Microsoft services, but you and your applications can expose an API that can be adopted by other applications, and the access control paradigms will flow through. And so you won't have to go and figure out who is the vendor that makes this expense reporting system. their API will be published in the directory, and your application can request permissions to it. Those permissions will be honored at whatever permission level the user accessing the application is allowed. Azure AD business to consumer is an opportunity for your organization to benefit from the scale, magnitude, and capabilities of Azure AD for your consumer services. Unlike the rest of Azure AD, this is a fully white label directory where any application that you integrate can carry its own brand, access policy, and sign-up policies. That means if your organization serves up 5 different applications with 5 different brands, each application can have its own experience. All the applications will share the same account information, which means if I, as a consumer, signed up to one and say it only requires my first, last name and an email address, and I've been enjoying it, and so now I want to sign up to another, and this one requires me to provide you with additional personal information like my home address, I will just be prompted for that additional information because you already have my first, last name and email address. And once provisioned, even if across brands, I can use the same account to access all of your applications. There are several resources here that you can access after our presentation or at any time if you have any additional questions. As you've heard from my counterparts, we're also available to you in an ongoing engagement. So if you have questions, I'll be here today, and we're always available through email. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about Azure AD today. Thank you.